Hello, you're listening to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here is the news on Sunday the 15th of August 2021. This week's new languages on Omniglot are Kelabit, Bongi and Ida'an. These are all North Bornean languages. Kelabit is spoken mainly in the barrier highlands of Sarawak in Malaysia and in nearby parts of East Kalimantan province of Indonesia. Bongi is spoken on the islands of Banggai and Balumbanggan, which are part of the Malaysian state of Sabah, off the northern tip of Borneo. And Ida'an is spoken in the state of Sabah, on the island of Borneo, in Malaysia. So they are all related languages. There's a new adapted script on Omniglot this week, called Cantonese Phonetic Symbols, or Gondola Tsuyan Fuho, which is a way to write the sounds of Cantonese using the Juin Fu Hao or Bopo Mo Fu phonetic script, which is more commonly used to represent the sounds of Mandarin in Taiwan. There are two new numbers pages this week in Akuapem and Akan, which are both Kwa languages spoken in Ghana and Ivory Coast in West Africa. This week's Keltiadir post was about wool and related words, and that inspired an Omniglot blog post about wool-related words and expressions in English, Dutch and Welsh called Unreliable Wool. There's also a blog post about the Dutch word
Stuurknuppel,
which can be literally translated as steering club and actually means a joystick. And there's the usual language quiz, of course. The answer to last week's language quiz was Mascarenes, or Kuliviu, an oceanic language spoken mainly in the Mascarene Islands in Vanuatu. And this week's adventure in etymology looked at the origins of the word fence. I chose this word because one of the fences in my garden is being replaced at the moment, and I discovered that the slate fence that's being replaced is known as a crawia in Welsh. I'll write an Omniglot blog post and a Celtiadia post about that word and related words next week. But for now, that's all the news from Omniglot this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.